Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
52003.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
Kevin Botts for BOTSFORD.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. And you did say 52003, correct?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Sir, do you have a charge or an order that you've called about?
I have a charge, and I want you to stop it. My wife fell for your stupid scam for the mixer on a Facebook link, and I want it stopped. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, it's my pleasure to help, sir. I'm not finding your name, so help me with that name again, please. Spell the last name again, please.
B as in boy, O, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, O-R-D, Botts Ford.
Thank you for your patience. Would there be a woman, your wife, whose name would be on the account?
Could be Deborah.
It is there. Okay. Thank you so much. I just want to confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
So we protect information.
I disputed the charges on my card. I want both of them taken out. I want the 574 taken out for the mixer that's never coming. And I want the 5695 for some click-through page that she got nailed on, too. So this needs all to stop. And I disputed it with Citibank, too. So if I have to, I'll change my card number. But you need to. This needs to stop and needs to be taken off the card.
Yes, Mr. Botsford. So thank you for your patience. I need, so that when I talk, I'm not giving away private information of the Botsford. I need confirmation of the address, please, starting with 86, please.
It's 865 Camilla Court.
City and state?
It's in Dubuque, Iowa, 52003.
Thank you kindly. I'm about to, the information's about to fully be pulled up. Thank you for your patience. It's a little slow this morning. I apologize. The computer. Okay. I'm expecting one more minute. It's usually not this long. And now I would be telling you the information. Sorry about that. Mr. Botsford, I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm trying to see how to reboot this so we can handle your account. Oh, wonderful. Here we go. I do see the sweepstakes ticket that was for trying to win a kitchen item already fully refunded.
The 574.
Correct. And then I see the membership discount online store for $56.95.
That's to be canceled and no more charges for it, though.
Okay, now, sir, do me a favor here. You have said, and let me look here, you have said that you, with the bank, open a dispute. Is that correct, sir?
No, I did with the 574, and I did with this, too, this morning. Although
okay.
It hasn't posted to my account yet, it's still pending. That's why they won't do anything about it until it posts.
Okay, so two pieces of information for you. This company, so we handle many different companies and their products and customs. So this company particularly would like the customer to know that they try to avoid disputes, official disputes, and are glad to give refunds. Right?
Okay.
And you do when you open up a dispute, it's a whole procedure. So they're asking that the representative, the bank or the credit card, whoever's your financial institute, call either with you or on your behalf to say they have dropped the dispute and they want the full refund. and the company will gladly give it.
Say okay. That again.
So for you to have the bank representative or the credit card representative, whoever your financial institution mm-hmm. is, for them to call, just like you're calling now, in the simplicity of how you're calling, have that representative call with you or call separate on your behalf to say they have dropped the dispute and they want full refund.
Yeah, I don't know how, I can't tell Citibank how to do things. Okay, this is a big company. I can't tell them how to handle their procedures. All right. So if this company you're dealing with wants to avoid this shit, then quit scamming people online. All right. That's what I would tell your company. Quit having click through pages where you don't have a chance to deny membership or deals or service. My wife just fell for that. It's crazy. Anyway, I will suggest to Citibank, you know, that they can call you. Can I call this number? Because there's no other number on this charge except this.
That is correct. That is correct.
I will call them and I will call them to that they prefer a phone call and then they will drop the charge.
They must tell them that they have dropped a dispute.
Yeah. Well, I can drop the dispute myself, I believe.
It has to be authority to authority speaking, official word to official word.
Yeah. Well, this is too much work for me. I'll just leave the dispute and then they can tackle it themselves. Okay. So they can get it all sticky and messy. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting involved in that crap. All right. I'm going to tell them that this is the same phone number as you. So I assume they're going to get you anyway. So I'll tell them that you prefer a phone call, but they can handle it their own way. And if it doesn't get taken care of, I'll just change my credit card number. And I don't really care about the reputation of a scam company. You know what I mean? I don't really care if it gets sticky, messy, whatever.
Yes.
I'm leaving the dispute. I will call them and tell them that you prefer a phone call, but it's staying in there because I don't trust you guys. All right?
I understand.
So that's all there is. Yeah,
well, Mr. Batra, I am sorry that it's been sloppy already and the headache of it. But I've told you how it can be easily resolved.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be easily resolved this way, too, because the more marks your company gets against them, the less likely people are going to fall for this crap. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry,
sir. It was all scam to begin with. Okay? So, anyway. I will tell them to call, but I can't tell Citibank how to handle their protocols and operation. I don't know how they do it. They can do it any way they want. Okay.
I don't know if you're willing to go to a local site where someone sitting there can just simply call with you right there on the spot to resolve.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not calling anybody. It's ridiculous. You know.
Yeah. What and also before a dispute. That same procedure works very well. We see it all the time where people just go to the local spot, have the representative call and say, we don't have a dispute open. Please give the refund. It's authority to authority. The refund is granted immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just
it's going to be
granted
anyway.
Okay, sir.
If it isn't, then this company, they just need to stop doing what they're doing. And they won't have this sticky, messy problem to clean up. So that's all there is to it, all right? And I called you, and I advised you that it was illegal what you did. And from this point on, you tell that company they can handle it. If it doesn't go away, I'll just change my card number. Okay? Thanks.
Again, sir, sorry for the challenge of it all. And okay, sir, I've heard you and made note on the account, and the account is shut down. Do you want that cancellation number, sir?
I do want that cancellation number.
When you're ready?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
That number, sir, it is C like cat, then it is 261-110-8 8239.
C261-110-839.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
The best to both of you. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye, sir.